There are many different things that make up a community, including your local public library. This is Lisa Berry, and this is a new segment here on 89.1 WEMU. We're calling Beyond Books, focusing on what's happening at your local library, beginning in Ann Arbor. And joining us is the Communications and Marketing Manager at the Ann Arbor District Library, Rich Reddy. Hi, Rich.
Hi, great to be here.
And Rich brings with him one of his colleagues for this edition. She's a librarian and coordinator of Fifth Avenue Press, Erin Helmrich. Hi, Erin.
Hello.
What is Fifth Avenue Press, and how is that connected to the Ann Arbor Library?
So Fifth Avenue Press is something that we started officially in 2017 as an opportunity to support the local writers that we know are in the community that are looking for opportunities to publish, and also because we wanted to have more content about our local community that we would offer to our community that they can check out or download. And so we are really happy to be coming up on our third book release for Fifth Avenue Press.
And what do you do for them?
So for the authors, we basically, you know, there's a submission process. You can submit at fifthavenue.press. And once the team has decided to move forward with the project, we reach out to the author, and we like to call ourselves sort of a book doula. We do everything to get the book ready for printing. So if that's editing, copy editing, content editing, we do visuals, graphic design, layout, covers. We've done indexing, fact checking, so it's a little bit of everything that they need until they're ready to publish it and get it printed.
What does this cost the author?
The author, coming into it, nothing. They don't have any upfront costs, so normally if they were going to have to pay for editing or design and all of those pieces, we cover everything that's required to get it to that final product, and then the author does pay for the actual printing. However, they keep their rights, and they keep 100% of their profits.
That sounds like a pretty generous service that you're providing.
It is. We've been really pleased with how, you know, it's been well received, and there's lots of goodwill. I mean, the community at large, even, you know, at some of the events, there's people that just come because they're interested in knowing what's happening, and they're just really happy that our library has been able to provide this service. And now with our third batch of books coming out, we really have added quite a lot of content to the community on a variety of topics and for all ages. We do picture books all the way through adult memoir, nonfiction. We've got graphic novels, so it's pretty diverse.
Do you have to be a Washtenaw County resident?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so Washtenaw County is our limits, with one exception that if somebody is writing about Ann Arbor and it's a local topic, but they happen to be elsewhere, we will consider those. So if it is something that we think our community would be interested in because it's local, or if it's recording local history.
And you have a new batch coming out soon?
We do. On Sunday, May 5th, we're going to be releasing our next batch. And we have a nonfiction account of two high-stakes criminal cases by an attorney called What Justice Looks Like. We have a really good historical memoir called Almost Lost, Detroit Kids Discover Holocaust Secrets and Family Survivors. And that's one of our more complex books. It had family trees that we developed, lots of photographs, and there's actually quite a lot of primary sources, including from the Holocaust. And then we also have another nonfiction title called Corked, Tales of Advantage in Competitive Sport. And it's a collection of 26 essays on a variety of sports. And then we also have a sequel to a fiction title we published last year called Who We Are Now by Linda Cotton Jeffries. And then we have a sci-fi for adults called Dark Rhythm by Charles Taylor.
I'm looking back. This is your third time you've done this. It seems to me back in 2017, I came across a book that was published that year called The Book of Ann Arbor, an extremely serious history book by Rich Reddy?
Never heard of him.
Rich, you had a book.
I did.
And so we can still get it?
Before I worked at the library, when they first spun up Fifth Avenue Press, I pitched my book, and they were gracious enough to accept it. So I'm one of the first class of Fifth Avenue Press that has been through the process. Obviously a big fan. So yeah, they were able to book doula. They were able to help me create and birth my book, put it out in the community, and then, like Erin said, I then took it to a local printer, got it printed, got it on Amazon, kind of got my little work out there. And for me, the big thing was actually writing a book. I have no intention of making a cottage industry of this title to pay for much more than lunch. but I think that's it for a lot of people. These are a lot of authors looking to do a book to complete a dream. And so what better place than the Ann Arbor District Library and the great staff there to help them put this all together?
Fifth Avenue Press, and we'll put links on our website with this edition of Beyond Books so people can see how they can perhaps submit one in the future.
FifthAvenue.press. Check us out.
So much happening with the Ann Arbor District Library. It's festival season. Tell us about that, Rich.
So festival season kicked off in April with Record Store Day.
Yeah.
And then we have got a slate of events in May and June leading into the summer that includes Visions 2019, which is our What's New in Technology for the Blind, Visually Impaired, and Physically Disabled. That's on Wednesday, May 15th. We have an amazing weekend that includes the Gardening and DIY Fest. That's Saturday, May 18th, followed by something we call ACME, and that's the Ann Arbor Creativity and Making Expo. That's Sunday, May 19th. That rolls into A2CAF, which is our Ann Arbor Comic Arts Festival. We have a variety of comic and graphic artists that come to town for Saturday and Sunday, June 15th and 16th. And then the world-famous summer game starts on the last day of school, Friday, June 14th, and that goes until the end of the summer, Saturday, August 31st.
What's the summer game?
Oh, the summer game. It started out as a reading program for kids where kids would come in, read, and get prizes and things, and it grew into this thing that includes points and codes, and you hunt for clues, and some of it's online. Some of it's exploring some of our branches and parks and businesses, events. You got to check it out, play.aadl.org, and you can check everything out before it launches. But we've been in some meetings now, and I think the 2019 summer game will be even more world-famousier than previous iterations. So we're super excited to get that out. It's not just for kids. It's for all ages.
No,
we have tons of adults that play. And so you get points. You can get things like T-shirts and umbrellas and Roos Rose Coffee, Arbor Teas, tea. It's awesome.
Sounds great. And you've done something making use of space at the library that you call the what? The Laba... I can't even say it.
the soon-to-be world-famous Laboratorium. So we have a kind of a space issue for some of the great events we've got.
Yeah.
We're not big enough. And so what we do is we clear out our lobby, and this is the fifth time we've done this, where we have a series of events that fit into our lobby. We have 9 events so far scheduled for the month of May.
9 in the month of May alone.
9 in the month of May alone.
Wow.
So we transition that lobby to accommodate some of these festivals, along with we have a amazing event where Keegan Rogers, one of the chefs that come in and do a lot of programming, he's going to present French macarons.
Ooh.
We have authors Morgan Parker, Elizabeth George, Cecile Richards, and then Floyd Crown Sr., who is a relative of Crazy Horse, coming in to talk about sort of a family history. Much, much more. You have to check out aadl.org for all the events that are coming up in the month of May and beyond. We're super excited.
Rich Reddy, a busy guy. Thank you so much for your information here. And also Aaron Helmrich. Again, if you will put links, so if you want to have a book in the works, probably most everyone does. I'm pretty sure I do. We will contact you through that. And thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Beyond Books on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.